It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, howdy, it is Swap Shop time, and you're listening to Glenn Coble, and we just had a wonderful couple of hours with Mike Larson talking about the shows that they're going to be putting on. They're trying to rejuvenate the old theaters, the one that they're working on right now, rejuvenating the interest in the theater in Bellefontaine, and it's the Holland Theater, and they're going to do a gig tomorrow night. It's going to have four comedians on it and a house band, and they're going to have that, I think, 7:30 tomorrow, and we still have a pair of tickets if somebody's interested in it. He told me I could still give them away. We didn't get rid of them in the first 2 hours because I hit the wrong button on the phone. But anyway, we're also in the midst of Swap Shop, as you may recall. We've done a little bit better lately since COVID is kind of diminishing a little bit. So if you have something that you want to give away, sell, you know, some tchotchke that you've had in your basement for 10 years and thought, well, I really don't need that anymore. Maybe somebody would like to give me $5 for it or something like that. Give us a call. Tell us what the item is. We will not take things like, cars, guns, houses, things that require legal registration, okay? Just about anything else. Or if you have like a show that's going on at your church that you want to make an announcement about, or if you're doing a farmer's market, we'd be glad to put that on. Yard sale, we'd be glad to put that on. Give us a call here. The number is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that number again, because I bet you didn't have your phone, your pencil ready, did you? Okay, 740, everybody knows that one, 383-9944. Now, we do have an advertisement here that was sent to us about a Tiffin flea market. Well, I've got a phone call. Let's take the phone call, and then I'll give you the information about the Tiffin flea market. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, I have for sale a blue quilted bedspread with the shams. It's full size. And if they're interested, they can call 740-262-7348, and I would like to have $20 for it.
Okay, let me go back over this. It's a blue quilt and the shams that go with it for a full-size bed, right?
Right. It's not a quilt. It is a bedspread.
Oh, okay, I don't know why I wrote down quilt. Okay, it's a bedspread. All right. And let's see here. Your phone number is 740-262-7340. Did I get that right?
No, it's 262-7348.
Eight. Okay, let me give that again to our listeners. This is for the blue bedspread, full size, 740-262-7348. And
you got it.
And all you need is $20 for it. That's dirt cheap. We'll see if we can find somebody.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Now I have to hit the right button here, which I did. All right. I'm struggling today hitting the right buttons. We'll have to get me some re-education, maybe. All right. You're listening to a Swap Shop, and that lady has a blue bedspread and the what do they call the things that go on the pillows? I forgot what you call them. And it's for a full-sized bed. Shams is what you call them. Okay. I'm writing that down quickly. Okay, blue bedspread and the shams. It's for a full-size bed. She only wants $20. If you go and even shop at the cheap places, you can't find it for that price. 740-262-7348. Okay. So if you're listening to Swap Shop and you want to get rid of some stuff, this stuff you can get rid of at 740-383-9944, and we're open for Swap Shop. We're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day. I had a terrific mom. I hope you did too. But Mother's Day is on the 9th, and we're already up, what is it, the 6th today? I think it's, yes, it's the 6th today. And so in 3 days, next Sunday, I guess it is, it'll be Mother's Day. Do you take your wife out or your mom out or your grandmother out to have dinner, or do you buy her a present? You know, a lot of people don't quite know what to do on days like that. Now, I remember when I was young, we always cooked lunch for my mom. It wasn't very good, but all three of us kids would chip in. And I was 8 years younger than my brother and 10 years younger than my sister, so they did most of the work. But I guess I probably helped set the table or something. And that's what we did for my mom on Mother's Day. A big deal, right? But it gave her a little bit of a free afternoon. And it was always on Sunday. And so my dad, being a minister, he was always at work up until we were ready to eat. So he'd come home and mom would be relaxing while we put the food out. She never, ever complained how we did it. So I had a terrific mom. But do you know, one of the interesting facts about Mother's Day is that it's been celebrated for years and years and years. You can trace Mother's Day back to the Greeks and the Romans. They had festivals to honor the goddess Rhea and Sibylla. For Mother's Day, I guess they were probably mothers of somebody. Now, my mom, being a minister's wife, was a very pleasant woman. Now, I did break my mother's arm once. When I was young, I was, must have been 14, maybe 15, I wanted to play football in the worst way, and I was pretty sure I was going to be playing football in the worst way. But I wanted to play football, so I went home to my mom after a school session, and I said, I'm going to play football. And she said, you're not big enough to play football. I was 5'11", might have been only 5'10 then, maybe even a little smaller. But I only weighed like 150 pounds, and she said, you're not big enough. And she said, what are you going to play? And I said, I want to play linebacker. And she laughed. And she kept laughing. And it made me really angry. So I grabbed her by the arm, and we both slipped on the kitchen floor, fell down, and I broke her arm. I didn't mean to break her arm. It was just that we were kind of wrestling with each other. And when we slipped and fell, it broke her arm. But anyway, she was a terrific mom. That's the only time I ever wished her any harm, and I really didn't wish her any harm. It was just a thing that happened. Oh, before we started talking about mothers, I did have this Tiffin flea market that's going on. The next one is going to be May 15th through the 16th, the Tiffin flea market. They claim it's the largest flea market in Northwestern Ohio. It's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds, and it's sponsored by the Junior Fair Foundation, which is a great cause. I used to buy little critters from them. But don't bring any pets. They're not allowed, but you can come, and it is free admission. It's going to be Saturday will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's at the, where did I say it was? It was at the, which fairgrounds? Seneca County Fairgrounds in Tiffin, Ohio. All right? That's one of our, and if you have messages you'd like to send us to play on Swap Shop, send it to 523 South Prospect Avenue here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. 523 South Prospect. That's our new home. That's where we live right now. We got a lot of work to do on it, but we're working, and we'll get more and more modern looking. Right now, all we're trying to do is make sure the sound is good, and so we had to put up all sorts of blankets and sheets and stuff like that to soften the sound. But it seems like it's working pretty well. So that's what we're doing. So if you're interested in selling some of your tchotchkes, give us a call here at Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. We do have a lady that's trying to get rid of a blue bedspread with the shams that go on the pillows, full size, for $20, 740-262-7348. So if you have something, please give us a call, 740-383-9944. Okay, another interesting fact about Mother's Day. In the United Kingdom and other parts of Europe, Mother's Day was observed on the fourth Sunday during Lent, when the believers would return to their mother church, or main church, in other words, for the neighborhood special service. And that was in Europe and in the UK. That was the way they observed Mother's Day there, on the fourth Sunday during Lent. So it would change every year. Where this, I think in the United States, it falls on the second Sunday of the month of May. Is that right? Is that correct? I think so. Anyway, I always know that when Mother's Day is here, that's when you can put all your tomatoes in the ground, because you're not going to get any more snow. That's what I was told. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm glad you're tuned in. We're here at Swap Shop at 740-383-9944. If you have something that you want to get rid of, or if you have a garage sale you're going to have, give us a call. We'll try and get some customers your way, right? Here's another interesting fact about Mother's Day. Over time, more than just the religious connotations of Mother's Day, it became about the children, and the day became special for mothers, and the children started showering their moms and their moms with gifts. Now, in my family, we never showered mom with gifts. We did that one that we would fix the lunch for her, and that was about all we would give her. We were kind of ungrateful little brats, but she always liked it. She always smiled. My sister turned out much like my mother. Truly angels in their own, and both of them are angels now, but they were truly angels in life. I remember my mother would always take, I got very sore when I used to play football in high school. In college, I had an athletic trainer that would help me, but we didn't have athletic trainers really when I was in high school. So my mother and my sister would, help me ice down things like ankles. Matter of fact, my mother got pretty darn good at taping an ankle, a weak ankle, because I had one. But before every football game, she would tape my ankle, she did a pretty good job. I tore it up a couple of times in track, And so I had to have it taped for football. And she got so she was probably as good as any trainer at wrapping my ankle. And I didn't get too many bad ankles after my mom started wrapping my ankle. My sister was a terrific mom as well. She has, I have two nieces and a nephew, and they are all the nicest people in the world. You ought to meet them. My nephew is a librarian, and my two nieces, one niece works at a credit union, and the other is something to do in computers. Well, you know, she's one of those really, really smart girls. Well, her mom was a really, really smart lady, graduated from high school when she was 16. She was skipped ahead because she was so smart. My mother was very smart. She went to Wellesley out in Massachusetts or wherever it is and married my father, who was very smart, who went to Harvard and Boston University, as well as Butler University, which is where I started. I was not so smart. I went to, what, 5 colleges just to get my degree? I ended up getting my degree from Valparaiso University. It wasn't because I wasn't smart. I was just lazy. And my mother never liked that I was a lazy cuss. My sister was always the angel. She always did her homework. She did it ahead of time. But I was a little bit on the lazy side. Here we got a phone caller. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer.
01 Chevy Blazer. Okay.
Yeah, 4.3 liter engine.
4.3 liter engine, okay.
Yeah, two-wheel drive.
Okay, two-wheel drive. And it's a starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer. Okay.
Yeah, an 01 Chevy Blazer.
Now, do you have any price you're willing to go up to, or have you gotten to that point yet?
No, if anybody's got anything, they can just call me and tell me what they got and what they want for it.
Excellent. Excellent. So, your phone number?
740-244.
344?
244.
244.
7253.
7253. Okay. Let me repeat this to you because I do make mistakes. I have dyslexia, and that sometimes causes me to put the wrong number down. Now, you're looking for a starter. You're looking for a starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer. It's a 4.3 liter engine, two-wheel drive. If you've got one, give you a call at 740-244-7253. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we'll try and find something for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks
much.
Thanks for calling.
It.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. If you've got a starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer, it's a 4.3 liter engine with two-wheel drive. If you've got one and you're willing to sell it to this gentleman, give him a call at 740-244-7253. And if you're looking for a blue full-size bedspread, I'm sorry, and the shams, you know, the things that go on the pillows. For $20, give this lady a call, 740-261-7348. 740-262-7348. 740-262-7348. All right. Very good. Okay. Now, we were talking about Mother's Day. Don't forget, it's this coming Monday or Sunday. So if you do something for Mom, or if Mom expects you to do something for her, you might get ready because you don't have a whole lot of time. Now, I think toward... when my wife and I were first married, after we had our kids, I think I got things from my wife, you know, little knickknacks Or maybe bought her flowers, that sort of thing. I've always been a sucker for flowers. I love flowers. I used to get made fun of. When I was in intercollegiate athletics at DePaul University, there was a place where I got off the elevated. I'd go down to the bottom of the stairway, and there's always a lady there that was selling flowers. Well, every Monday, I'd buy some flowers from her, and I'd put them in a vase. They'd usually last a week, maybe 2 weeks, kind of depended on the flowers. But I would put them in a vase and put them on my desk. And being in intercollegiate athletics, for some reason or other, people thought that was kind of weird, that a big guy like me, well, I was getting bigger at that time, would have flowers on their desk. Well, I like flowers, so I had flowers. Matter of fact, I have flowers in my house right now because I love flowers. I like them more than my wife loves flowers. There's something about flowers that makes me feel happy. I don't know what it is. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and we're talking about Mother's Day. Don't forget, it's this Sunday, right? In the United States, peacemaker Ann Jarvis made a huge effort to garner solidarity in the community between mothers and the Civil War. She started the Mother's Friendship Day in 1868, which was kind of the precursor here in the United States to Mother's Day. But it was called Mother's Friendship Day, and it was right after the Civil War, 1868. Her name was Ann Jarvis, and she did that. She was the one that really is the mother of Mother's Day here in the United States, where she started, what did I call that again? Mother's Friendship Day. Kind of a bland name. I like Mother's Day better than Mother's Friendship Day. Aren't we always friends with mothers? Well, no, there's some mothers that can be kind of rough. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. The number here, if you have something to swap, or if you have something to sell, or if you have an event that's going on you'd like to advertise, call 740-383-9944. We have a lady that has a blue bedspread with the shams. It's a full-size bedspread. She only wants $20 for it. 740-262-7348. We also have a gentleman. He's looking for a starter for his 01 Chevy Blazer. The starter. And for an 01 Chevy Blazer, which is a 4.3-liter engine, two-wheel drive, give him a call, 740-244-7253, and you can negotiate the price with him, okay? He really didn't have a set price. He wasn't quite sure. He wants to talk about it. So if you have something to sell, 740-383-9944, right here on Swap Shop. Wearing a white carnation as a mark of respect for mothers was first started by Ann Jarvis. Yes, she's the lady that also started the Mother's Friendship Day. But anyway, Ann started a white carnation was a mark of respect to mothers, and Ann started that. But later on, red or pink carnations were used for mothers who are alive, and the white ones was for mothers who are with us no more. So if you wear a white carnation on Monday or Sunday, that will indicate to people that your mom has passed. And if you wear a red one or a pink one, that means your mom's up and kicking, right? Let's hope there are a lot more red ones than there are white ones. But moms, my mom has left such an indelible mark on my life. I'm 74. I think my mother died when she was about 74. So she's been gone a long time. But I think of her just about every day. I also think of my sister just about every day. And I know you guys probably know I have a brother. I don't think about him every day like I do my mother and my sister. They were wonderful people. Not that my brother was not. I loved my brother to death. But my mother and sister were just so peaceful and kind and generous. And everything about them was good. Even their husbands were good. My dad and my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is recently passed too, so he's gone on. All right, Mother's Day work clubs. Mother's Day work clubs were started to teach women how to properly care for their children. I thought that came in the owner's manual. Didn't that come in the owner's manual? Mother's Day work clubs. They really had that sort of thing? I think my mother found out how to take care of me from her mother and her mother-in-law, who was both my grandmothers. Now, my mother, her mother died when she was like 10 years old. But her stepmother, I think, lived a little bit longer. No, actually, her mother died when she was very young, and her stepmother died when she was 10 years old. So she didn't get a lot of education that way. My grandfather was a terrific guy. My grandfather Smith, a terrific guy. That's all I remember, that he was huge, 6'2". I thought that was huge back then. But anyway, Mother's Day work clubs were started to teach women how to properly care for their children. Now, proper care for your children has changed, I was going to say from decade to decade, but it's really changed from year to year, hasn't it? Even month to month, sometimes we find out, oh, we shouldn't have been doing that to our kid. My wife was a terrific mom and told me, I used to spank my children, and she told me, okay, if you have to spank your child, at least tell them go to their room, wait 5 minutes, and then go up and spank them. Well, my wife, in her infinite wisdom, realized after I had cooled down for 5 minutes, the spanking wasn't going to be much of a spanking. As a matter of fact, there were times that I went upstairs to my son, especially my eldest son, who had a way of disarming me with humor. But by the time I went upstairs 5 minutes later, I was so disarmed that many times I didn't spank them. Now, sometimes I spanked them because I thought, well, I told them I was going to spank them, so now I got to go do something. But I wouldn't spank them very hard. I do remember one time I spanked my youngest son hard enough that he said he was going to call child services on me. But I didn't really spank him that hard. What happened is it shocked him that I spanked him. And so therefore he was mad. That's why he said that. All right. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. We got about 15 more minutes. Swap Shop, we have a blue bedspread with the shams. It's full size. The lady wants $20 for it. If you're interested, give her a call, 740-262-7348. Also, we have a gentleman that's looking for a starter, you know, the thing you push to get the vehicle to start, a starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer, 4.3 liter engine, two-wheel drive. I don't know if that makes a lot of difference, but it may. Starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer, 4.3 liter, two-wheel drive. Give him a call. Find out what he'll give you for it at 740-244-7253. That's 740-244-7253. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Kobel. We'll be getting out of here in about 13 minutes. So if you have something you want to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. All right, let's go back to our interesting facts about Mother's Day. Another American woman, peacemaker, and poet, Julia Howard Howe, she wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I love that song. I used to have to sing it when I was in the Army Field Band in the Soldiers' Chorus. We sang it, I think, at every event. I think we sang that. Anyway, It was a big contribution to making Mother's. She contributed a lot to making Mother's Day. Her work, the appeal to womanhood throughout the world, later came to be known as the Mother's Day Proclamation. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look that up. Maybe I should have looked that up before and read that to you. I was going to read you President Lincoln's second inaugural address, but then we started getting some calls, so I ran out of some time. But maybe next week I'll see if I can't find that appeal to womanhood throughout the world, which became known as Mother's Day Proclamation, which was written by Julia Ward Howe, who also wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic. You remember the Battle Hymn of the Republic, right? Mine eyes have seen the battle of the come. Anyway, I messed it up right off the bat, didn't I? All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. Here's another interesting fact about Mother's Day. The Mother's Day Proclamation of 1870, after the Civil War, was a call for women to unite for peace and calm in the world, and boy, we needed it at that time. The Civil War was not a very calming place for the United States. It was, even after it was over, there was constant bickering, complaining, problems. But anyway, the Mother's Day Proclamation of 1870 called for peace and calm, and it was also I guess the genesis of it came from also from Julia Ward Howe, the lady that wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and it was she was an activist, as would be clear, and she called for particularly for women's suffrage, women to be able to vote, and that was probably not a very popular thing when it first started. Men thought, especially white men, thought they ran everything at that particular point of time. And she made this proclamation, the Mother's Day Proclamation of 1870, and called for women to help unite with peace and calm. And you know, it's kind of interesting. My wife and I were talking about that a few weeks ago, how it seems that women in politics tend to be more concerned about peace and calm and fairness. Not all of them. There are some pretty crazy ones out there right now. We have a couple, and I won't mention their names because I don't want to give them any publicity, but there are a couple of them that I think need to go up to my room to be spanked. No, I won't do that because that sounds really bad, doesn't it? Okay. There are several versions of Mother's Day throughout the world. In Thailand, traditionally, Mother's Day is celebrated in August on the birthday of Shirakit, who was the queen mother of Thailand. And in Ethiopia, families gather on a particular day in autumn and honor their mother. So there are Mother's Days throughout the world. Everybody liked their mother, right? So we've made Mother's Days throughout the world, and in Thailand, it's on the birthday of Shirakit. And I don't know who Shirakit is, but anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. We got about 8 minutes left to go, and we've got a couple of items here on Swap Shop. I've got a write-in message, and you can write in your swaps if you want to by putting them what you want to sell, put the what your address is, put what your phone number is, how much you want for it, and we'll read it here on the air. Now, this particular one is an announcement. You can also do that if you're having a yard sale, but this one happens to be the Tiffin Flea Market. They're going to have that coming up here May 15th. Now, they have it all through the summer, but May 15th through the 16th is the next one coming up. And we'll keep reading this as we go through the summer. But anyway, on Saturday, it runs from 8 or from 9 to 4 p.m. On Sunday, it runs from 9 to 3 p.m. The admission is free. They don't allow pets, by the way. I just noticed that. No pets. Free admission inside and outside, rain or shine. They're going to have that. And it's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Junior Fair Foundation. Great organization. You ought to support the Junior Fair Foundation, both there and here. We have a good group here in Marion, Ohio. So anyway, we do have the blue bedspread with shams. It's full size, $20, 740-262-7348. And a gentleman looking for a starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer, 4.3-liter, two-wheel drive, give him a call for the price that he'll give you, 740-244-7253. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We'll get out of here in about 5 minutes. Another thing that happened, I've got one more item about Mother's Day. In India, traditionally, mothers have a special place. Shakti, or power, is revered as a goddess. Shakti, I guess that's the way you pronounce her name. She's revered as a goddess, or the universal mother. That's what she's revered as well. Most of the festivals, like Durga Puja and Lakshmi Puja and Navratri, revolve around honoring mothers in the form of a goddess. And my mom was in the form of a goddess. I've told a lot of people that. The fact that I could even try to get through those names, though, I ought to be revered for something, right? Anyway, in India, all these special ladies are revered as goddesses, and therefore they have their own Mother's Day specialty days. All right. Anyway, let's see, where are we going to go? Well, I hope that you all have a happy Mother's Day. I'm going to have to think of something, because I don't usually do anything for Mother's Day for my wife, and that's not right, is it? I should really do something for her. Now, we haven't done anything for the past year because of the COVID thing, but both of us have had our shots, and both of us are well past 2 weeks after our last shot, so we ought to be relatively safe. We both wear our masks out in public when we're around people. Now, I walk about 2.25 miles every day, not every day, but 5 days a week, and when I'm walking, I never run into people. Well, I wave at people on their porches and stuff, but since I don't run into people or don't come close to people, I don't wear my mask. I don't even carry my mask with me while I'm doing my walk. But now, my wife probably would like me to at least carry it around my wrist. But we went to my granddaughter's track meet 2 days ago, and kind of interesting. The first major event that we had gone to in a year, where there were more than, you know, a few people. There were several people there, but everybody was very conscientious. They sat. We didn't have anybody sit any closer than 6 or 10 feet within us, and really most of them were much further away than that. Everybody wore their masks. They did have a concession stand, and obviously if you're going to eat your popcorn or whatever you get, you have to take your mask off. But people really didn't take their mask off unless they were real close to their family, you know, who they were pretty convinced were okay. That's what we did. We huddled together, and my son my wife and I huddled together in a little cobalt pod, we called it, and ate some popcorn and watched my granddaughter run the 800 and the 1600. She's not nearly as good as her dad was in running the 800, but she looked good, and she was happy, and that's all we cared about. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. I'll give you these items one last time before we get out of here. We're going to be leaving here in about 2 minutes. We have three different things that we are supposed to announce. We have the Tiffin Flea Market, which will be on May 15th and the 16th. Saturday, it'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Sunday, it'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's at the Seneca County Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Junior Fair Foundation, and it's free admission, absolutely free, and they have both inside and out, and it'll be on come rain or come shine, all right? Kind of unusual weather we've had lately, a little chilly for my spring taste. All my plants, though, are doing quite well, except for the little lettuce that I just put in last week. Some insect critter has decided it needed it more than we did and has eaten all of my little lettuces to the ground. Okay, we have a blue bedspread with shams, full size, available, $20, 740-262-7348. And we have a gentleman who is looking for a starter for an 01 Chevy Blazer. It's a 4.3-liter Chevy Blazer. It's two-wheel drive. And if you want to find out what he'll give you for your starter, 740-244-7253. 740-244-7253. All right, you have a great day, and thanks for listening to Swap Shop.
The place is WWGH.